Canker sores have the same cause as polio, lack of diffusible calcium in the body. And if you get some calcium lactate and some vitamin F, you probably won't have any more trouble. Once in a while, a patient fails to respond. He may have some other barrier to calcium assimilation. It might be another vitamin, because there's a half a dozen involved. One of them is pyridoxin, or vitamin B6. But at any rate, that's one experiment you can make, and if that doesn't work, why, you'll be lucky to find a doctor that can figure out the biochemical problem. The next thing to do is to get a blood test and have some physician look it over.
Well, you got to love a sentence that says, canker sores have the same cause as polio. A lack of diffusible calcium in the body. Polio was a summertime disease. Right? Because in the summertime, they were gobbling down the Coca-Colas at the beach, getting tons of sun with their shirts off, vitamin D elevating their blood calcium level, preventing it from getting into the tissues, and then the virus just had absolutely no resistance to it. Canker sores. Everyone gets them when they go out in the sun too much, unless you take vitamin F. Take vitamin F, you won't even burn. You won't burn in the sun with vitamin F. You'll tan. Even Dr. Versendahl moved to Florida. He could never go there because he burned so bad. Till I told him about vitamin F 20 years ago. All right, what about cancer? Human papillomavirus. What did some genius finally figure out? That all these cervical cancers were coming in August around the world whenever the height of summer was. So in Australia, it would be February. Cervical cancer, which kills over 500,000 women a year, those figures are out of date. It's caused by the human papillomavirus. And what did they discover? This, I think he was a Danish scientist, who finally realized that when he analyzed the data, virtually all the cervical cancer cases occurred where in the world? It was the end of summer. After women had spent more time outside sunbathing on the beach and gotten the most sunlight of the year for them, which in Australia would be in January and February, for example, but in the northern hemisphere, US and Europe, would be in January, would be July and August, and in the end of August was virtually all the new cervical cancer cases. Because why? You can tell me why. I'll just channel it from you through me. Because they spent the summer outside, they got tons of vitamin D, which is great. Nothing wrong with tons of vitamin D, we love it. But because they live in a fat phobic world where they don't get vitamin F, and they don't eat those fatty acids, they don't eat butter, they don't eat all the things that are good for them, the saturated fats of animals, teeming with vitamin F. Because they don't eat the vitamin F, the vitamin D automatically trapped all that calcium in the blood. The human papillomavirus said, hey, the door's open. There's no calcium in here to stop me. So all the cervical cancer cases, and now what, they come up with the stupid vaccine for human papillomavirus? What a friggin' joke. It's nothing but a tissue calcium deficiency. Now, don't get me wrong. I love vitamin D. Vitamin D does not cause this. It's the vitamin F deficiency which upsets the triad, because the vitamin F deficiency results in calcium not getting into the tissue, the intracellular fluids, whereby the calcium wave brings on the phagocytes, brings on the reactive oxygenated species, unless you're dumb enough to take antioxidants. So, cataplex F, by the way, the calcium ionizing effect of cataplex F is found only in the tablets. The cataplex F pearls within 3 or 4 days will convert to cataplex F in the liver.